Hello, operator. 101, you made it through. How about the goo?
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Stop that. What's it, what we're going to do for you?
Listen, I was always wondering how you came up with all those wacky songs and bits.
How do I come up? It's like asking Picasso, hey, how'd you learn how to handle a brush like that? You know what I'm saying? It's like asking Yehudi Menuhin, hey, you know, where'd you learn to play a fiddle like that?
Uh-huh.
Don't you understand, sir?
Yes.
That one day when I was born, as I came down the chute of life, there came a light through the northern window.
Uh-oh.
To this day, the doctors tell me that when I was born, they knew it was different. They noticed that while it was a cloudy day in the Bronx, Lebanon Hospital was bathed in light. And at the moment of my birth, they heard come through the window. It was a tough neighborhood. They heard come through the window. And one doctor said, "Did you say something?" I said, "No, I didn't say, listen there." And then I came out of the chute. My dad was like, ugh. And after I got myself cleaned up, I was lying there in the bassinet playing with myself. I was just loving it, man. And then I discovered my doodads, and I really went to town. Oh, man. The doctor was like, look at this kid. Jeez, he's starting early. Wait a minute. Give me back that pacifier. Don't stick it up your bum, face, you little idiot there. And a voice came through the window.
Have patience with that young man, for he will bring cheer and sunshine. Let him be bold and bulky, intelligent, witty, yet wacky. Let him go forth into the world and shriek. And so that's just exactly what I did. But you see, the key was that God allowed weird things to happen to me so I could turn them into bits. Real life things are always the funniest. So when things happen to me, it involves just putting a twist on natural happenstance. For example, on our honeymoon, my honey and I stayed at this wonderful hotel. And not only was the room well appointed, but each floor had a bathroom on it. Because they knew that honeymoon, when you're on a honeymoon, you can't say, hey, gotta take a dump, I'll be right back. You can say, going down to the lobby to get a pack of smokes. And then you run to the can in the hallway and take your massive and preserve the dignity of your honeymoon. And this bathroom was nice. Hot towels, had three toilets in there. Very nice. So, my honey and I are enjoying our wedding night. I'm burying Faye. She's loving life. All of a sudden, some drunk comes pounding on the door, mistaking our room for the bathroom. Let me in! Unlock it! I don't know what the hell's going on. I yell back, get the hell away from the door! And a guy said, please, let me in! For God's sake, you can't be using all three holes! Oh, no!
The Grease Man, DC 101.